Okay, so we are going to be starting Perek Daled, Oysu Gimel, last paragraph. If destructive midas, terrible midas, are bad, are megunas means unseemly when they're temporary. Marabu mishkasaitzem, how more terrible is their corruptiveness, same as midas when they're constant. Hasmodim esatetes v'tzuris hanefesh, the consistency carves in the form, in the tzura, what does he translate, tzura form? Of the nefesh, shirtud yatziv v'kayim, a very strong and everlasting scratch. Umara parts of the tavnisai, and the look of the, how does he translate that line?
The look and form.
The look of the form of.
And its look and form are indelibly impressive.
Yeah. Maria parts of it tavnisa, he skips the word parts of. Masher Achrov hasmadas hamaisim taivim, leaves behind the consistency of good deeds varoim shabaleha, meaning if a person is constantly in bad midas, it will affect what he does good and what he does bad. But adam shadibur sheker l'tzar shatay, somebody who lies temporarily, tzuras etzuras adam, he's still a person. He's a person with a sin. I'm a masmid bishkarov, one who's consistent in lying. So Rasik Shakran, he's now a liar. It takes over his metzias. He's not a person who lies. He's a liar. Vishiyusay nederes, and his individualism, his menschlichkeit, is gone. Ve'ech yigach musar, shiyisay de'emet v'chasam emes. How can a liar except Musar, which is foundationally true, and its seal is true. Agamba Musra, you start to betir to her mirma. Even while he receives Musar, he will
delude by deceit.
Delude himself with deceit. Choli enosh, a terrible illness. How do you translate enosh?
Terminally ill.
Terminally ill. V'lo yachash, and he won't even realize. Refilus hamidas ainim besamim gashmim. Healing midas are not physical medicines. Just like the illness of midas is not physical, so the healing is not physical. The illness is a feeling of soul. A sefer amidas that a chacham prepared with his wisdom. Reading it is healing to the nefesh. The asmada being unai is somebody who delves into it and is me'ayin in it and takes it seriously and reviews it. Tikkun amidus. But amnam ein akriya b'sifrei musar refuah v'adais. There's no guaranteed healing. K'may she'ein refuah b'tukha l'chayli agufim. Just like there's no 100% cure for physical illnesses. V'akayli v'chayzik ha'machla b'kul kol aguf. It depends how much the machla affected and ruined the body. There's no guarantee that a person can cure himself. That is the role of the medicines. It depends on the severity of the machlus. So basically, a person has to try, but if he's in sad shape, it's much harder to correct a person who's in sad shape than a person who's in better shape. That's what the Maimonides is saying. His mastery of language of the Maimonides is like, you think of the Maimonides, he came from Vilna, he came from Lita, he arrived in Eretz Yisrael in 1930 something. I don't know when he put this out, but he put it out, he mastered the language totally.
You're not certain why I think so.
What?
I'm not certain why I think so, but I do believe it's late in life. You know, it took me three people. I went to see these people because I wanted to think. It was the third person who was able to get that.
So we're recording already, so we don't have to start recording at 5 o'clock. We've been recording since 5 to 5. I'm going to start the Mishnah again. However, I want to add one more thing to the introduction that I forgot yesterday. You know, because I was doing it by memory, and memory is not the same as it used to be. And that is, in the time of Chazal, and I don't know exactly when it changed, but early, very early on, not all red was Dan Mida. They were able to distinguish between shades of red, which is Dan Mida and which is not Dan Mida. They're bloods that came from the body that were not considered blood of Nida, did not make the woman a Nida. And there were people in the times of the Meroim that were able to distinguish the colors of red. And that's why there was a halacha not to see it at night, not to look at anything at night, because to tell the difference between all the shades of red that they had to was impossible to do at night. So they did it by daytime, by sunlight, and they could tell the difference between the shades of red. However, that was lost. We no longer can distinguish between shades of red. That is lost. There are some paiskim that do venture out on certain cases when they're clear that it's a wound, not Dan Mida, but I'm not going to get involved in that now, for sure not. And I will just leave it. And today, we don't distinguish with shades of red. Red is red. And therefore, today, we don't have that chokmah that they used to have, which makes it harder and easier. Harder on the person, because it's red, it's red. But it's easier on the paisik, because he doesn't have to sit there and figure out the shades of red, because he doesn't know them. It's gone. That ability to distinguish between shades of red is no longer existent. Yes?
When someone is learning how to pass the virus, what are they looking at the difference?
Brown, dark brown, black. Okay. Red is red. Rabbi Gruber also red was red. You know, in brown and dark brown and black, these kind of things is when you have everybody has a different messiah and how they do it, but and how well they see. But that's again, but that's there. In red is red. We don't pass in shades of red anymore. There are places that will venture out and see something that they identify as a scratch from the way the blood comes out. But again, certain places won't even touch that. Shammai Omer. I'm going to start the mission again. Kol Hanashim Dayin Shaitan. Any woman that sees blood does not have to fear that the blood was in her vaginal canal before it came out that she noticed it. Doesn't have to fear that. Everybody agrees that no woman has to fear that vis-a-vis her relationship with her husband and worry that maybe she was in need during the time of the relationship, or whether the food she touched, chulun, even people, the chulun, was tamei or not. The only time there's a machloikis is vis-a-vis truma and kachim. Was there a chumrah that when it comes to truma and kachim, women have to be afraid, people have to be afraid, that the woman was in need already and wasn't aware of it? Were chazal machmer or not? Why they should be and why they shouldn't be will be the discussion of the first blot and a half of Gemara. So again, kol hanashim dayin shaitan, Shammai did not have this chumrah. All women, all I have to worry about is the time they notice it. So trashy. Shammai Yaimer Kol Hanashim Dayin Shaitam. In Ras Adam, if she sees blood, Dailona would be enough for us, and the Tami Kruma Vataris, she think of them that she will touch Mishasriya Ve'eluch. From the moment she notices it, Ke'echadish Lo'imina, we don't say, Ke'echadish Tashdish Takach Dam Bebeis Achitzen. Right? She found blood, even if she finds it in her vaginal canal. Maybe had she checked an hour ago or 2 hours ago or 5 hours ago, she would have found the blood also. And it was held up by the walls of the vaginal canal. And a woman becomes a nida once the blood leaves the uterus and enters the vaginal canal. So therefore, why should she have to worry about that? So Shammai, no. Yes.
Both Shammai and Hillel are talking about a case where there is no hargasha.
Correct. I shouldn't say that. They're both talking about the woman didn't notice the hargasha. If it wasn't hargasha, it would be rabbinic. Well, they're talking about there was hargasha, and she didn't notice it. It's possible, as we will learn in the Gemara, that women will miss hargasha. We will learn that in the Gemara.
I thought her gush meant that they felt a change.
Again, I'll say it one more time. You're right. You're 100% right. But there could be things that drown out that kasha. Again, let's wait for the Gemara instead of arguing about something that the Gemara discusses. Hill says no. She has to go back to the last bedika she did, even if it involves many days. That she was, meaning she found the blood on Tuesday morning, and the last bedika was on Friday morning, even though we want her to make bedikas more often, but she didn't. She has to be afraid that every Truman Kachim she touched from Friday morning is Tamei, which creates a little bit of an psychological issue more than anything else. The Gemara is going to discuss it. The Gemara won't call it psychological, but the Gemara is going to discuss it. That this woman had a relationship with her husband since Friday morning, and we say, that's fine, but the truma you touched on Friday morning is Tamei. Okay. Absolutely, I'm in Harbay. She checked herself on Sunday. And on Wednesday she checked and found herself tamei. Anything she used in checking herself on Sunday, the shema and filuk yadeha, maybe the moment she removed her hands, meaning she stopped her bedika, rasa. Maybe she had it right afterwards. And it was held up. The reason she didn't see it on the outside, it was held up inside by the walls of the Beit Zerechem. We are mitar all the taras that she worked with. Abu Hanach the Mekama Bedika Kamaisa Tahiris. The ones before the first Bedika are Tahar. The Hachik Shabbat Kasim Atasa Tahira. Because when she checked herself, she was Tahira. She don't have to be worried that she missed it on the check. She just has to worry that it happened since the check. It still is Machmer. And again, this Humra is only Truma and Kachim. Like it. It's Hill, not Beit Hill. Exactly. Hill is great for that. Then the time of the Beit Hamikdash, the question is, do you have to worry about it or not? No! Hold. Everybody agrees that the minute the blood leaves the uterus, it becomes a nida. The question is, does a woman have to worry that the blood left the uterus and she was not aware because it stayed inside the Beis HaChitzah and didn't come out, and therefore had no way of realizing that she was a nida? And maybe she's a nida for 3 days and not see a drop of blood because it never went by the Beis HaChitzah. Shammai says, you don't worry about it. If it's there, it'll be out. It doesn't stay inside. And if it came outside on Wednesday morning, that's when it came out. She would have known about it if it came out on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. Kaisle Beis HaRechem, do not keep the blood in. It comes immediately out. Gravity. Gravity makes it come out. Hill says, I agree with Shammai everywhere, but by Truma Kachim, they were Machma. So all Chumra Drabana. Chayshu that it was there and stayed in for days, according to Hill.
So the Beis HaChitzon and the uterus, it's really the same. It's the same time frame.
There's no Matthias Machlaikas. Machlaikas is whether it's a Chumra or not. If it were Matthias Machlaikas, we would worry about her husband, we would worry about Chulin, we would worry about a lot of other things. We don't. It's a Chumra for Truma and Kachim that maybe it stayed in. And Beis Shammai says, there's no such Chumra. And why there should be a Chumra and not a Chumra is discussed in the Gemara. So instead of us sitting discussing it now, we'll let the Gemara do it for a blot and a half.
So this Rechem does hold the blood?
Again.
And the other one doesn't?
No, again. We'll try one more time. Everybody agrees that Beis HaRechem does not hold the blood. The question is there enough reason to be machmer for Truma and Kachim that it did hold the blood? That's all.
Okay. And Is there such a thing as a corner's stomach and eat Truman Kushim there?
No.
Has to be destroyed or be left.
Well, it depends. Suffolk Tumma has to be put to the side. You can't burn it because it's not maybe tar. You're not allowed to burn Tumma Daira. You can't eat it because it might be Tame. So you just leave it to the side till it rots. Suffolk, when it's Vadai Tame, you burn Tumma Daira. You burn Tumma Tamea. Now, there are Suffolk that we burn things, but most Suffolk we don't burn things.
So
again, yes.
We're talking about Suffolk over here. The Tumma, the...
According to Hill, it's a Suffolk, correct. Correct.
There's no eating
Truma. No eating Truma Tame. Absolutely not. Right. If a Chamim I'm like a different Zeb, I'm like a different Zeb. And a May slice of a matter say Yad the Pkida Lepkida, or a Pkida Lepkida matter say Yad Melayas. But wait, wait, what Pkida means a Bdika? She checked herself. And the Chachamim say 24 hours is the max. It can be less if she checked herself. But if she checked herself Sunday, and sees on Wednesday, the Chachamim say you don't go back more than 24 hours. You don't go all the way back to Sunday, like Hillel said. Rashi? Like in the Rezesh, Echma Yaitzimi died. That's Machma more than necessary. The Vadai Kula Hayamim Rabim Lemukma Lai Kaisla Rezerechim. It would not have stayed in that long. But like in the Rezesh, not like Shammai, Shemeku Yaitzimi died. A Mesla Eitzma Manta Seyad Nebkida Lebkida. There are many days between one bdika and the other bdika. We are not matame the taris that she had in between. Ella oisim shenis askebet.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello? You can't hear me?
We lost you for a moment.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, the wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, can you go back and do that, Rashi?
Which Rashi?
The one you were just involved in.
I know which one you're up to. Elamei slice the mantis, the abipkida lipkida. There's many days between the bdikas. We're not matame all the taris until the last bdika. Only the ones that she worked from yesterday in this hour. Why they do this? It cuts the time between bdikas. If the time from Bedika to Bedika was less than 24 hours, we follow it to be Meku. Higan. But Geshakris, she checked herself, Atzma Shakris, of Matzasa Tahira. She checked herself in the morning when a woman should. People that were Isaac Bataris were told to check themselves twice a day. And this woman listened, and she did Bedika in the morning, and she found herself Tahira. The Chazra Batka Arvis Matzasa Tameya. Then in the evening, she found that she was Hanida. The Mina of the Kamab Masnisa. As we say later in the Mishnah, Kamayim Chichalias Bedekas, a woman should check twice, Shachris of Ben Ashmashes. Loimitamina Tarish Alei Lemesh. We don't say go back 24 hours. The Batka Shachris and Matzasa Taira. She checked in the morning and found herself Tar. Meleka Lameh Medavidami Asmo, Bahai Shata. And you can't say that was blood from that time. Elohanach Taris, the Bedika Shakos Ve'elach Matamidon, the Hainu Lepkida Lepkida. So basically, the Chachamim agree to Hill, but only up to 24 hours. They said it's a 24-hour max. Al Yad, what is Al Yad Mipkida Lepkida? Al Kayach, on the strength of Mipkida Lepkida, who bore Mematoi, may slice, cuts the strength of last Bedika. K'may Paisal Al Yadid Yavamas. The word apaisal yaday, it passes it by its strength, the chen harbe. Zakti Mishnah Vaita. Kali Isha Siyashla Vest, Daya Shaita. Any woman that has a set time, She sees exact on a constant basis. Everybody agrees, does not have to worry that the blood came before. Her consistency, her establishing that the consistency says the blood didn't come earlier. Because every month she sees the same time. Must be that the blood comes at that time. What? Well, all that will be discussed. That's why we're learning the Masechta. We're only on Daf Beis. 72 blocks from now, we will be much smarter. So, Rashi, call Isis Yeshla Kavua Gimel Pavim. Rashi says, set three times. Ubatka Mishas Vesto Matasa Tameya. And she found herself Tame at that moment. Meaning, if she finds herself Tame in a different day, obviously this is not the regular period. But here is this woman that always sees on the fifth day of the month. And she checks herself on the fifth day of the month, and there's blood there. Hello? That's what happens. That doesn't mean you have to be worried it happened on the fourth. It didn't. She always sees day five. So it fits right the pattern that she's in. Dayashaita, molecular may be the mikar avasam. You can't say it was there the day earlier. The vadai oirach bisman leibo. That's a term that's going to be used in the Gemara many times. The time... The norm came in its time. The Eirach means the way, the derech. It came in its time. It's called Eirach, refers to the period. Bizman Rebo comes on its time. This is a woman that has established herself. And as I mentioned yesterday, there were women that were to the hour. So, for sure, this is how her body works. Zog to Mishnah Vayter. HaMashamesh is Be'edim HaRezu K'Pekida U'Me'etas Hayad Be'Sleis. Now, it's interesting, Rashi will learn here in Pshat that the Gemara learns in the Havamina, but changes. But the Mepharshim speak out, Rashi does that many times in Shas. He explains the Mishnah according to the Havamina. And then when you learn the Gemara, you see another Pshat. A woman that was Isaac Bataris, again, we will talk more later on as we get to the Gemara, checked herself prior to her relationship to the husband, and right after the relationship to the husband. It was a chumrah that women had, that Chazal told them to do, to make sure they are okay before they have a relationship to the husband, and to make sure that the relationship to the husband did not trigger anything. This was a chumrah put into place for Taurus. So now, the woman who checks herself then, can we count on that bedikah? Do we assume that she did a good job? What do we say? Listen, this woman is obviously interested in something else, and therefore her mind is not concentrating on that bedika, or the bedika afterwards might not be clear because of the shechva zera involved. So that's the question. So the Mishnah tells me it's good enough. If she checked herself before or after the tashmish, she is good to go from that moment and on. Hill would agree that's an adequate bedika that we say if she wasn't tamei then, we don't have to worry prior to that. So, Rashi.
This bedika any time or just at the time?
Any woman. No. You're missing it. We were talking, the whole Mishnah is talking about a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua. Except for that line of Kol Isha Shiesh Vest, it was talking about a woman that didn't have a vest kavua. She's the one that does have to worry that the blood came earlier. So till the last bedika. Now, if the bedika was done for a different purpose, it still serves a bedika. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Zok Rashi, I'm Shemesh's Beidim, Shabbat Ka'atma Be'ed. Now, the word aid is also going to be used. The Hainu Besadin, a sheet, a piece of material. Kaidim Tashmish Lacha Tashmish. She had a relationship with her husband at noon, and she checked herself afterwards, and then at night she finds herself tamei. We don't say go back to the morning bedika. She found herself okay before tashmish. She did check herself at noon. The one after Tashmish, after she checked, that's Tameh according to Beisehor and according to the Chachamim, it's within 24 hours, and it's from the last Bedikah. The Chiddush of this Mishnah is that those Bedikahs also count. It's a different bedikah than the bedikah done in the morning. Bedikah in the morning was only done to see if she's an Ida. The bedikah before Tashmish also was for that, but there were other things on her mind. And therefore, the chiddush is that that still accomplishes that we know she's the Tahira. The Gemara will say. But the Gemara, all this is explained in the Gemara. See, the problem is when you learn a Mishnah, you can't know every material that the Gemara is going to say.
So far, we're holding the one that she doesn't know the day does not count, or
does count. That's the Chiddush. That even though she did it for a different purpose, it counts.
What was the different purpose?
To get ready for her husband's relationship.
Is that the same purpose as in the morning?
No, in the morning she does it.
Right.
Okay. You know what? Let's wait for the Gemara. Instead of sitting here, don't discuss it here now, we'll wait for the Gemara. Yes?
The post-coital checking, which is going to be examined in the most part, either by candlelight or firelight, even in the morning, then, it's found to be Tommy.
Then she's coming.
Thank you very much. is she Tommy from the... Is she Tommy... Does that post-coital check, which is going to be in the darkness, count?
We'll see. All this discussed. All this discussed.
Okay.
Lighter. Ketzad Dayashaita. How much are we willing, according to Shammai, or according to a woman that has a vest, according to everybody, are we willing to say it happened immediately? That it didn't happen before. We use the word Dayan Shaitan twice in this Mishnah. We used it according to Shammai by all women, and we used it by everybody by a woman that has a vest. To what degree do we say Dayan Shaitan? Zogta Gemara, she yeshevas b'mita. A woman was sitting in a bed, v'sekes b'taris, and she was working with food that is taris. U'pirsha, she left b'rasa, and she saw, he t'meya, she became a nida, v'behein t'hiris. Period. The food is tar. 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, she was working with food, and she noticed herself in Ida. She's in Ida now, not 2 minutes ago. When you hold Dayan Shaitan, it means there is no fear of any earlier Nidus. Not at all. None. Now the Mishnah says another halach. Or going to make sure by Yisus Yeshla Vest. We had Kol Yisus Yesh Lo Vest Daya Shaita. He'll agree to that. Everybody agreed to that. Now the Mishnah ends up with another halach. Now a woman has to count from when her period starts, days to the next period. When does she start? From the last Bedika, according to who? 24 hours, according to the Chachamim? When does the count start? When's day one of her period? Like the woman counts the days between periods. So the day she sees the period is day one. When does that start? So the Mishnah, Ava Bisham, Mumatama makes place. Ain't the Mayna Mishasha Rasa. Day one is the day she actually sees. Because as we've been talking all along, this is a Chumra Drabanan. Biblically speaking, she became an Eden now, not a minute before. And we don't have to worry anything. Therefore, when she counts, this is day one. We just told her that all the Taurus she touched in the last 24 hours are Tamei. That doesn't mean that that was day one. Day one is today. Dr. Ashi, I have to remember it's not the Rush anymore. Dr. Ashi, Ava Bisha Amru, Ashein Lo Veskoi, Eina Moina Yemeinida Elamisha. She counts from the time she actually saw her period. Fred the Gemara in my time at the Shammai. Why does Shammai not make the Chumrah? The Gemara Ksavar, Hemet Isha Cheskasa. The woman has a Cheskas Tara. Chazaka in this part of the Masechta will mean, leave things the way they were until you know they changed. If you don't know something changed, assume it didn't. That's called Chazaka. That happens every time we don't know if something changed. The Torah taught us that if you don't know, assume it didn't change. So leave a woman on a chazakah, and a woman was tahira. So why assume that it changed before we know that it changed? Therefore, Shammai says, why are we going to make a chumrah? The rules in the Torah are always go back a Zavta. So you want to institute a chumrah verse against the rules? Why would we do that? Zogt Rashi, Hemen Ishach Eskasa, Shammai Sopik Atabala Tavaisalinyan Taras. The Kaidim Riyah Sopik, Kavala Dabi Kaidim Kaidim Sopik Layadam. This is all a Sopik. Leave her the way she was, because she just asked him to Tara Zelu. There was no reason to assume she was an Ida. The halach of Chazaka told us, leave things alone and let you know they changed. So why all of a sudden are you going to be Machmer?
Why bring the big
Shammai?
Do you have to
do that with
the
Ida? Every Ida. The Chumrid Rabbana. The two Vedikas. If you find blood inside, she's Tamei.
If she doesn't even know that it's there, she's okay, so make
your time
then.
Right. Is that not a minute, right?
No timing at all.
No timing.
What's everything called a chumrah for?
That Shammai says we don't do a chumrah versus the rules. We're breaking the rules that we always go by. You know,
what I'm trying to say is that
I know exactly what you're trying to say. You say chumrahs always go against the rules. That's what you're basically asking.
I understand.
I did understand you. And the answer, Shammai feels, that there's no room for this chumrah. Because Chazak is strong, leave it alone. The Hill, what's Hill's answer? When do we say leave things the way they were? When there is nothing in its body, in the thing we're talking about, that has a weakness. But a woman, even the migufa kachazia, since it's normal for her to see, it's not, this is apt to change. Every woman is going to get a period. It's not like this is going against the Chazak. Person's, right, it's an apt, it's a constant change, meaning it happens all the time that women become leaders. It's not like, so therefore, Beisul says, now again, Beisul goes with Chazaka. They don't make her tummy for her husband. They don't make her tummy for Hulun. It's a chumrah. The reason we have this chumrah and don't rely on the chazaka is Mesul considers it a weaker chazaka. That's all. Because it's in the body of the woman that she's going to see. It weakens the chazaka and lets do Rashi. Zok Rashi. The suffix loy naga. Loy gesina. Nothing. There was a girsa in the Gemara that Rashi doesn't have. That's some babish from chazaka. The subject to Mabisha Sarab and Tar. There was a Gears in the Gemara that said, when do we go to Chazaka? When we don't know if she touched him and Richard Sarabim. When a person touched him. But that's not Chazaka. That's subject from Saita. That is subject to Yahoo and Sigamir law. That's like Halakha and Mashim. See, that doesn't belong here. So Rashi took it out. Rashi Amid Beis. He was the Megufa Kachazia. Mu'ed Mu'ada. She's regular. Mu'ed means regular. He Lekach. We don't, and now I want to stress this, because we're going to spend an hour and a half on chazaka. This chazaka works, even according to Hill, for everything else. It's only for the Rabbanim felt a need to make a chumrah, because there are weaknesses in the chazaka. I want to stress that, because if not, then why she looked at her, why all these things aren't we machmer? There it is, they felt a need to be machmer because they felt it was a weaker chazaka. Yes, doctor.
Did you see anyone use the language that essentially we have two chazakas? We have a chazaka and something stays in its prior state, but we also have a
chazaka
that this is going to change
something. Yeah, we're going to learn that base of the base at the end of the Amud. You'll ask me all these questions. Or if you want to. Why by mikvah are we machmer? Not only are we machmer, but we make it vadai tamei. And even Hill, who's machmer here, only makes it suffik tamei. So we're going to find that by mikvah, you have a chazaka, and yet they said, go to chumrah. Frag the Gemara, Maishno mi mikvah. Nan. Mikvah shenimdad v'nim tzuchasen. You measure the mikvah that had been measured previously and was a fine mikvah. And now you measured it and you found that it only has 39 and a half saw. It was a 40-saw mikvah, which is the kashrus. Came back a month later. I made up the name month. It could be a day later. It could be a week later. I used a month. And now you found that it's 39 and a half saw. Now, people were taivu. Kalim were taivu. This mikvah had been used. What happens to all that? So the halacha is, Bailim Mifreya, Kol Tara Shinasar Gabim Mifreya. Anything done retroactive since the time you checked. Vaimbershus a rabbin, Vaimbershus a yachet tmeyas. This is a badai tuma. L'shamai, kasha l'mefreya. With the shamai, we shouldn't go back at all. Chazaka, the mikvah was good. L'hil, kasha badai. Even Hill was machmer by the only made it a suffix. This it says, if it were a suffix, in Rishus a rabbin, you'd be mekel. Hill said it's a suffix. Hill may slash him in either Thailand. The Taurus of the Meshleisha Benida, we leave it around. Lo yachlim lo yisarfim. We don't eat it. We don't burn it. Milohacha, and by the case of mikvah, tumavada.
Where'd the water go? It evaporates or?
Evaporates. People take it out. I don't. It's not there. Where it went? Write a book on it.
Right.
It's not there.
Well, anytime you walk out of the mikvah, the general purpose is to keep dripping. How frequently did they check?
I have no idea. All that information, you can add in yourself. Doesn't say. And this could be a mikvah that was 43, sir.
At some point, we knew it was full, and then we just checked it now, and we see that it's...
Yeah, exactly. And for the Gemara. Mishum de'ikil ha-meymar, hem etame ha-chitzkosai, ve'em eloi tabo. Because there, the question is, did the Tamei lose his tumah? See, we have two chazakas. One chazaka says that the mikvah was complete, and one chazaka says that the Tamei remains Tamei unless you know it changed. Again, he was Tamei. Did he become Tar? What does chazaka tell us?
No, did not.
So therefore, it's the chazaka versus the chazaka. That's why we say he's tamei.
That's not
the shtan of Mehilo. That's why we're learning Gemara, you know what I mean? You got to give Gemara a chance. Frank, vei meloi tavo. Frank, the Gemara had a rabba. Hamid mitzvah chazaka, vei meloi chasar. And the chazaka, the mikvah, is a stronger chazaka. Why it's a stronger chazaka is a big shayla in the Rishayim. I will speak out the shita that we might run into trouble with, but it's a famous shita that says that the mikvah is the deciding factor if it changed. The tamei chazaka is dependent on the mikvah. If the mikvah is a good mikvah, the tamei chazaka is gone. It really starts with the mikvah. Is the mikvah good? The tamei is tar. Is the mikvah no good? The tamei is tamei. One depends on the other. Right? The tummy doesn't have an independent shayla. His shayla depends on the mikvah. So the mikvah is the stronger, is the original chazaka. This mikvah was good. We paskin the mikvah is good. So then the tummy is tar. The tummy is dependent on the mikvah. The mikvah is not dependent on the tummy. Let me try to explain. A person touched the box of tissues. Did the box of tissues become tamei? This has a cheskes tara. The person has a cheskes tumah. This chazaka is not as strong as the person because it depends on the person. It depends whether it grew from this person. The original suffix, the suffix we really have to decide on, is the mikvah. Therefore, the Gemara says the mikvah chazaka is stronger than the tamei chazaka. The tamei chazaka depends on the mikvah. Am I explaining myself? Well, you look troubled. Again.
The man is coming, and he has to take an action.
Again, he went into the mikvah.
But he went into a mikvah that has an uncertain...
But that's decided by what we paskin on the mikvah. His status depends on the mikvah status. Not an independent question. This tissue box will depend on my status.
Discovered later that he was...
Again, we're in the middle of a Gemara. I'm just pointing out the way the Rishayim explained it. Yes, doctor?
Would it be possible to say that the crux of the answer to both questions, the mikvah.
I said it in a different way, that's all.
I know, I was aware I was saying what you were saying in a different way.
Okay. And for the Gemara. Right. Adarabba. Hamid mikvachas kasai. Veim aloi kasai. Zog the Gemara arachas lefanecha. The mikvah chazaka is weaker because it did change. Unlike the Tameis chazaka, right, which we don't know changed. We know the mikvah changed. Therefore, because we know the mikvah changed, we can't just say, go with the chazaka of the mikvah and ignore the chazaka of the tumah, because it depends on the mikvah. Because the mikvah did change ultimately. It weakens. The bottom line is it weakens that original chazaka. It's not like we don't know it changed and we assume it didn't change. We know it changed. Now, again, I don't want to answer questions at this point because the Gemara is proceeding. So half the questions will be answered in Gemara and the other half we'll hear later. Frank the Gemara, how can I be Aridam Lufanecha? Hashtu the Chazoy. So why don't we say, I'm sorry, Aridam Lufanecha. So going back to the woman. She did have Nidus now. Why is Chazamai going by Chazaka? And even Hill, whose Machmer only makes it a suffix. Why? The Chazaka changed. She is Anita. So you're telling me that the Chazaka is weaker because we know it changed. So go back to Nida. We know it changed. She is Anita now. Dr. Gemara has to the Chazoy. Chazaka tells us that it happened now, not before. Dr. Gemara says, Mami Ikele Reber, Hachirami has to the Chazor. Go back to the mikvah. What's the difference between the mikvah and the woman? You tell me the mikvah has a weaker Chazaka because it changed. Then the woman has a weaker Chazaka because it changed. Answer is, the change happened as late as possible. So why don't you say the same by the mikvah? Zok the Gemara, Hasa mikil amei mechase v'asa, chase v'asa. Hacha mikil amei mechazoi v'asoi, chazoi v'asoi. There it's a process. It's a constantly changing process. From the minute you measure the mikvah, the process of evaporation has started. And it keeps on going. And at a certain point, it crossed the line. But the process of change begins immediately. The process is in place. Question is, when did that process cross the line? By a woman, there's no process. She was not an Ida, and then she is an Ida. It's not that the process of Nidus started earlier. Not a gradual. Frank the Gemara, my cushion. What kind, the word my cushion means, what kind of answer is that? Duma hagas hagas, chassi say. Maybe by Nidus, it also is a growing process. From the moment she was checking, the blood accumulates in her uterus and then goes out. So it is a changing process. Why are you saying by Nida it's not a constantly changing process? Maybe it is a constantly changing process. I know what you're going to say for now. And for the Gemara, has to make a tie to the race, so I'll give you a hug to the race. The difference is very clear. There's two negatives. Number one, the tummy has a chazaka. Granted, the tummy's chazaka by itself is not as strong as the mikvah's chazaka. But the mikvah's chazaka has been weakened because there was a change. Here, the question is on the woman. Was she an Ida, was she not an Ida? There's no other chazaka to tell me that things were bad. There's only one shaila. Was the woman an Ida or not? We know she wasn't, and now she knows she is. It's a weaker chazaka because it changes. But the bottom line is, there's nothing else to support that the change happened earlier. By the mikvah, there is a person that's tumbei. He has the chazaka of tumah. It's a weaker chazaka than the mikvah, but it exists. By the woman, what chazaka is there to support that she is anida? What other reason is there to assume that she is anida? It's before and now. There's no ancillary chazaka to help support the now. By mikvah, the chazaka of the mikvah is going up against two things. Number one, the mikvah changed. And number two, there's a person that was coming. So there's two reasons to say that the mikvah was no good. A, we know it changed. and B, the person sunbathed right here, and he had a chesed tumah. By the woman, there's no other thing. It's her herself. She was tar, and now she's tumah. We say it changed as last as possible, even if it's a constantly changing thing. That's what the Gemara is answering. I want to read the Rashi. This is the end of this Mishu Gemara. So the end of the day, I'm just going to say it once, and then do the Rashi before I answer questions, is that by mikvah, the chazak is weaker for two reasons. Number one, there's a cheskes tumah. By itself, it wouldn't do anything. Number two, the mikvah definitely changed. That's where it's weaker. Now let me explain something. I'm tameh. I walk into a mikvah. I'm tar. Why? Maybe the mikvah's no good. How do I know the mikvah's kosher? That's a cheskes kosher. I know our mikvahs today are 120 sah. But let's say I walked into a mikvah 40 sah. I rely on the chesok to the mikvah. I have a cheskes tumah. Cheskes tumah subordinates itself to the cheskes mikvah. My tumah depends on the mikvah. So the cheskes mikvah is stronger. But the minute they check it and it's not good, that weakens the cheskes mikvah. So now the cheskes mikvah is going against up against two things. The tumah and the fact that it's a weaker chesok. By the woman, there is no other thing in play. It's her and her alone. Is she an eater or not? She was tar, now she's an eater. When did that change occur? There's no supporting thing to say that it should remain that she's got, that she should be an eater earlier. Why should we say that? She wasn't, so assume it changed as late as possible. By the mikvah, there's an other factor called the person who's tamei. Therefore, there were machmer vadai, and here Beitzil says it's up, Tzil says it's up, and Shammai says you don't have to worry about it. Let's read the Rashi. Use kalim that usually we say sabik gestar. Hakatami the last sabik or the vadai. The mafarish time will come up. Bishmaitim like the Gemara will explain. The shamai kasha the mafreya. The matamina tarish the mafreya. But I mean it happened. Chazak mikvah chazkas. So we don't go by mikvah. The Ilum Meis Reis, even according to Meis Hill, Taris and Matam Ilum Mishum Sveik and the Meis Reis the Rabbanon. What the Mepkidil of Kidil Hill? It's only Suffolk, Toilet, and Trumahain. We say it's a Suffolk if it's Trumah. But like Sarfing, the Tony Bebrai said, Haraya Kassam, Makama Beperkin, that by Suffolk we don't burn. We Ilu Hacha Bemikvah, Tumah Vadoes, Mataminu Lul Mafreya. We say it's definitely Tamei. But Sarfin is a Truma. But the Tani which is Sarabin Tamei, Alma Vadai Masulu. If you burn it, if you say it's Tamei which is Sarabin, that means it's not a Sarfin. Loi Kaval, Tvila Higenes. We say, Hilkuk Tamei Vadoes, yes. Tuma Vadoes. Right? He has a Tuma to say that was not a good Tvila. Cheskes Tuma. Chaser Vasoi, Chaser Vasoi. The Israel of the Chazaka Mekama HaKituba. The Chazaka is weakened even earlier because it's changing. It's worse than a woman. Yes. And the Gemara at that point thinks it's a sudden change. It's not a constant change. In fact, the Gemara Hagas Hagas, Lashon Rabia, a lesson of increasing. The blood increases. The Daim 11 sets the spheres. The peridalot, the shayin haytzayim, and malakat other matzavs todeyu, eitzim basovim hagas hagas. He can gather wood and grass little by little to derech some malakim which shall chaveri like he picks from his fence field. Kloima, what does that mean here? Aideshi adam rabam mkar. It increases in the uterus. Yaitzim imenu mat kachardo. Goes out little by little. Mashayin abakar yakol azlika as the uterus can't hold it back. The yaitzim mat lebeis achitzon. With that Kamayam Hiskol, it might have started earlier, we nitmas mekipas tam kachardo, and that makes her a neither, no matter how little blood comes out. Can we come on? Tarti l'reisa, there's two things l'reisa. Hem etami al cheskes tuma, the cheskes tari, the mitvah, ikareis eshar chasel l'panecha, because it's now chasher. I will be isha, but you know who the ikareisa. So we're a cheskes tari, the cheskes tari has been weakened somewhat, sharidam l'panecha. But b'shemach reis aluchudei le'marina law. For this reis by itself, we don't ruin it. Why? There's no other reza. There's nothing saying that she was an eater earlier. What she touched had a kashrus tahara. If anything, we assume that it remained tahara. If anything, it's supporting that she's not an eater, not an antar. That's the Gemara's answer. Yes, doctor.
I'm confused about what the last Rashi said and also what you said some minutes ago, which is you have defined several times the onset of Nida as the exit of a culture of blood through the cervix into the vestibule of the vagina. Period. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How does having a uterus full of blood then make it chaser? I mean, a uterus full of blood has no din of nidus whatsoever. It's irrelevant.
Again, what the Gemara is saying is, and you'll medically challenge this maybe, but I'm not going to argue with you because I'm just quoting a Gemara, that the nidus might be happening as the blood builds up in the uterus lining. It then gets to the point that the uterus has to let it out. That is the buildup that causes the nida. And therefore, that buildup starts before she became a nida. Just like the mikvah.
Right. Exactly my point. It is something which occurs prior. It is separate from. It does not chaser the nidus itself.
Let's try one more time. The mikvah is 45 sa'ah. But as the minute you stopped checking it, it started diminishing. It was headed toward 40 sa'ah. It takes 5 weeks to get there, but it's a process that's ongoing. The Gemara wants to say, the woman, by the way, during that first 5 sa'ah, it's still a kosher mikvah. It's a buildup that leads to it changing. By Nida, there's a buildup that leads to her becoming a Nida. Not that she's a Nida previously, that the buildup is leading to her becoming a Nida.
You know, I make the point, 3.0001 sa'ah is a kosher mikvah. And by that same reasoning, Ein Dover Sof, to quote Rav Yehuda, I mean, you know, Ein Dover Sof, that from the very moment she had passed the moment of fertility, the lining of the uterus is degrading and the uterus starts to fill with blood as it separates from the uterine wall. I mean,
exactly.
It is continuously happening.
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara adds. So it's similar to the mikvah. It's exactly what the Gemara says.
Why not 2 weeks before the onset of the
El Hanami. But you checked. She checked. She wasn't there yet. El Hanami.
Okay.
Rabbi, why is there an assumption that the mikvah lost its 40 sa'ah slowly? Why is it necessarily evaporation?
Because there's no reason, again, we don't know of anything that happened to this mikvah that would have been a sudden change.
Well,
I use evaporation because Gemara said that happens right away. It could have been people titling it, taking out an ounce at a time as they go out. But that's also a slow process.
It could have been a breach in the walls. It could have been someone doing hanky panky. I mean,
there is none. There's no breach in the wall. There is none.
All right. So we're assuming that it's just natural.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fine. You had a question?
The more I answered, you were right to stop me.
Fine. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful.